How many vocal sounds did you hear altogether?
I think I counted 24.
Wrong by 100, to be exact. You heard 130. Do you want to listen again?
I think that's really quite enough, I mean, for one morning.
Oh, come on. Just one more time. Listen carefully.
No, really, Someone's at the door. Look, I'll go open it myself. Look who we have here.
Might I have a word with you?
Oh, no, not you. Sorry, I have no time for you. Be off with you.
Don't be an arse. You ain't heard what I come for yet.
No, I haven't, because I don't care.
I ain't come here to ask for any compliment, and if you don't want my money, I can go elsewhere.
What money? What are you talking about?
Now you know, don't you? I've come to have lessons, and to pay for them too, make no mistake.
What do you want me to say?
Well, if you were a gentleman, you'd ask me to sit down. I'm bringing you business.
I am a gentleman, but I'm not sure you're a lady.
What do you want, my girl?
I want to be a lady in a flower shop that is selling at the corner of the street. But they won't take me unless I can talk more genteel. He said he could teach me. Well, here I am, ready to pay him.
How much?
Now you're talking.
Sit down.
If you're going to make a compliment of it...
Sit down.
Aw.
What is your name?
Eliza Doolittle.
Won't you sit down, Miss Doolittle?
Oh, don't mind if I do.
So, how much are you going to pay?
A lady I know pays 18 pence to a real French gentleman for teaching her French. You will not ask me the same thing for teaching me my own language. I can pay 1 shilling. Take it or leave it.
You know, Pickering, if you think of a shilling as a percentage of this girl's income, it works out fully equivalent to 50 or 70 pounds from a millionaire. It's the best offer I've ever had.
£60? What are you talking about? I don't have that kind of money. Never offered you £60.
Sit down.
Anybody would think you're my father.
If I decide to teach you, I will be worse than two fathers to you.
Higgins, do you remember you boasted you could pass her off as a duchess at the embassy ball? I will say you are the greatest teacher alive if you do that. I will bet you all the expenses of the experiment that you can't do it. I'll even pay for the lessons.
You're real good. Thank you, sir.
How could I say no? She is so deliciously low and not very clean.
I'm clean. I washed my face and hands before I come, I did.
I will take it. I will make a duchess of this... of her. We'll start today. This moment. Go and clean yourself. We will burn all her clothes and order some new ones. These ones stink.
What?
Does it occur to you, Higgins, that the girl has some feelings?
No, I don't think so. No feelings. We need not to worry about that. Well, have you, Eliza?
I got me feeling same as anyone else.
Come on. Have some chocolate, Eliza.
Chocolate? I hope it ain't poison, you wicked man.
Look, I will take one half and you take the other.
Higgins, I think you should let her know about the experiment.
Right. Eliza, you will stay here for 6 months, learning how to speak beautifully like a lady. If you are good and do what you are told, you will sleep in a proper bedroom, have lots to eat, money and money to buy chocolates. At the end of 6 months, I will take you to Buckingham Palace in a carriage, beautifully dressed. And if the king finds out you're not a lady, the police will take you to the Tower of London, where your head will be cut off. If you are not found out, you shall have the chance to work as a lady in a shop. What do you say? Are you a good girl or a wicked, ungrateful girl?
I'll do it, but if I don't like it, I won't stay. You hear me? I'm a good girl, I am.
That was not very polite.
That's my job now. In 6 months, in three, if she's good enough, I will take her anywhere and I will pass her off as anything.
I was talking about you. No woman will ever want you if you behave like this.
Well, I hope so, because I don't want a woman in my life.